The small town, where the narrator lives, is far away from the border. On the way to the border, there are big cities to get lost in, but even farther from the capital lies the town. What is surprising is how the residents of the town quietly obey the capital's orders. All officials are appointed from the capital. The highest official in the town is the chief tax collector, with the rank of colonel. The colonel in the town is the absolute ruler. He makes all the important decisions. As a child, the author saw a delegation from the town's people come to intercede for help. The colonel sat at ease on the veranda, guarded by several armed soldiers. The town's people sent several representatives to him, who laid out the nature of the problem. After hearing the request from the town's people, the official said dryly, "The request is denied. You may go. This case is not the only one, that's the way it usually happens in the city. But there is a group of disgruntled citizens. These are young people who are trying to rebel against the authorities.